This is The Guardian.
I'm Noor Haidar, coming to you from Gadigal land, and this is the full story.
On the talking point out of the weekend's footy, Lance Collard, he's under investigation for the second time in 12 months for an alleged homophobic slur. This is an incident for an off-the-ball hit that happened on the weekend. He was already going to be looked at.
The AFL has once again found itself embroiled in allegations of on-field homophobia. St Kilda's Lance Collard was found guilty of using a homophobic slur and was handed a 9-week suspension.
Collard denied the claims, adamant he used the term maggot. Appearing via video link, the Saint said, "I just grabbed him and said, 'Come here, you maggot.' I admitted it last time when I said it, but I never said it this time. I wouldn't make the mistake again."
His team then appealed and was successful in having his penalty reduced.
The AFL Appeals Board reduced the sanction to 4 weeks, with two of those suspended, so he could be free to play after just 2 weeks.
And part of the reasoning given by the Appeals Board, which is in charge of reviewing disciplinary decisions, has angered many in and outside the sport.
I'll read out the quote from the Appeals Board Chair. "We observe that football is a hard game. It is highly competitive, particularly at its high levels. It is commonplace that players can employ language from time to time which is racist, sexist or homophobic whilst on the field."
It's been a tense day at AFL headquarters. I can report to you tonight there are several key figures, including the CEO Andrew Dillon, seething at what the Appeals Board said.
I think the AFL in a whole is a, you know, it's a picture of the wider society.
Former West Coast Eagle Mitch Brown, who last year became the first player in AFL history to come out as bisexual, says the decision is both disappointing and dangerous.
And yes, of course, it is commonplace to hear these type of behaviours and slurs. Does that make it acceptable? No.
Today, Mitch Brown on homophobia in the AFL. It's Thursday, the 30th of April.